Rabbi Isai, I want to do this. Rashai, have you got the Ramban, by the way?
On my table.
Okay, there's actually a very awkward nakuda in this Tosfos, which I realised. All right, look, let's see what we can do, okay? Okay, so where we're holding, we've explained the whole lumdus of Moedah B'Miktsas according to Tosfos, it's you should be believed with a migu. It says ein adam meis panov. Frek the Gemara, oh well, if you're saying ein adam meis panov, so vice versa, what he's saying is the MS, right? And manoshach, either believe him, right, or you go back and you should come back the original kasha and say no migu kovar kol. Says the Gemara, no, really, when he's denying half. That's a less of a, the maskon of the Tosfos is, that's a less of a ha'azah, even though it's also a shtikl ha'azah, because he's makib ha'shikroi, right? But it's a less of a ha'azah, and we'll be toilo on the fact that he's ishtamutin, yeah? Now, that's how Tosfos learns. Then we come to the punchline of Reb Chiya. Now here's where Reb Chiya, now all of this was just to explain Moedah B'Miktsas. Now comes Reb Chiya and says his chiddush. You would think that you can't make a shvuah. That you make a shvuah. Now, Tosfos over here goes to Rashi, right? Here, in other words, this is a shinui between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, the whole thing was dealing with, at least the whole part two, right, of Rashi was dealing with. Do you say migu d'chashad amam and chashad shvuasa? Yeah. Do you say that he's migu d'chashad amam and chashad shvuasa? Says no. But how to say him deleik lemeima hachi? Now you should say because he denied to say migu d'chashad amam and chashad shvuasa. Yeah. According to Tosfos, we weren't ever dealing with that. We were dealing with a migu, right? And now, according to Tosfos, Reb Chiya now is asking in a certain way. It's like a side kasha. Yeah, it's not a side kasha; it's an important kasha, right? But it's not mitoch the sugya of Moedah B'Miktsas. It's another nakuda. Okay, so that's why Moedah B'Miktsas works, because it's less of a haza. But over here, I have a problem. I shouldn't be able to make him make a shvur. Why? Because here I should say migu d'chashad amamun or chashad shvurasa. Yeah. Okay. It reverts to a new nakuda, right? According to Tosfos. Let's read it. Aval ha'adas edim deleik alamei mahachi kol kach mishtame kiven shekofa hakol. Why don't we say he's choshed a moment and choshed a shvusa? Kamash melan kavachoyme de loy havigazlan bahachi. Ishtamuti kamishtamit. The hakoifa b'milva kashel aedis. No, even when he was. So now what's the shayla? Be'etzem, right? We should say migud choshed a moment and choshed a shvusa. Why? Yeah? Why? Because. We can't say that he's so this is the awkward nakuda already, yeah. Let's say like this. Lemaisa, we chupped him. He's been chupped for on a sheker. He's been chupped on a sheker. We can't say that he's being ishtamuting. We can't say he's ishtamuting. Why? Because he denied the whole thing. And the only reason why he's been admitting over here is because there was Aidim, right? So now, says Tosfos, so now I have a new problem. Normally when someone is koifer b'moedah b'miktsas, I can put the, even though I'm choshish that he's being koifer b'miktsas, but I can be toiler that on the fact that he's ishtamuting, and maybe I want him to make a shvur. But by here, here he was koifer hakol. He was koifer hakol, and he was chapped by Edim. So here I don't have a tzchus to say he's ishtamuting, right? He's a shakran. And why don't I say migu d'chashad amam and chashad shvusa, right? Migu d'chashad amam and chashad shvusa on the last 50, right? On the last 50. Says the Gemara, no. Kamash melan, I have a kavah chayme, and the kavah chayme now is going to tell me that even then I'm going to be toilah on. I'm saying he's ishtamuting. He's ishtamuting, right? Yeah, that's what Tosfos says. Look, let's read again. Kamash melan kavah chayme. The loy have a gazan b'hachi. Dishtamuting kamishtamid. The koifa b'milva kasha leidus. What does Tosfos want with that, by the way? Yeah. Here, Tosfos is bringing a raya, that even when someone is huchzak a kafran, right, so then we know that we can be toiler that he was ishtamuting and he's not a gazlan, right? And we won't say migud choshed. We won't say migud choshed mamon or choshed shvusa. Why? If someone is huchzak as a kafran, right? The Gemara says that kofer b'milva kashal edus. Well, what do you mean? Why? Right? We'll say no because he's not a gaz. He's not a ganav. Ishtamuting kavishla. He still retains his cheskes kashrus. Yeah. Now, Tosus then asks. Even though we said already later, I told you that the Gemara already knows that. Because, in other words, Tosa said, I already told you that the Gemara knows later. That's why I rejected Rashi's Pshat. Yeah? That's the maskon of the Gemara that we're going to go vital now, because the Tana is also teaching you that you don't say migdu chashu the moment of chashu the shvusa. Okay.
If he was chashu you still have to make a shvusa.
What?
Even if he was chashu you still have to make a shvusa.
I don't know what you're asking. Right? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Right. So now, so we don't say migdu chashu the moment of chashu the shvusa. Okay. Now. Good. Alright, so now. Let's first so Lemaisa, what's just basic pshat is I would think that you can't say here because he was Hukza Kafra, I don't say Migu the Hashim Mamma Hashua. Comes the Kabachome and tells me that you should say Migu that you say that he's Ishtamuting, you say he's Ishtamuting, and you make him make a shvur. Now, this is pretty much in line with Rashi, right? Same thing, right? Now, on this, the Ramban, let's first just deal with the Ramban, and then we're going to just dig a little bit more into Tosfos. The Ramban, we mentioned this earlier, yeah? We mentioned this earlier. The Ramban asks on Rashi and Tosfos over here that this doesn't make sense. This Pshat doesn't make sense. Because again, what's your Shaila? By Ha'ad Seidim, Delekin HaMemach, because he's Huchzak Kafran, right? He's Huchzak Kafran, so I'll say Migud Choshen Mamon Choshen Shvusa. He's a liar. I can't make him make a shvur. Kamash Malan Kavachoyman says, "Oh, Edim is more choshev, so you give him a shvur." Yeah, but you know he's going to lie. Right? What's the point of making him make a shvur? Yeah, let's read the. He says, "Fakas Safti Shvur." Yeah, of course.
I'm not really clear into what we said now. What is the rejection? Is the rejection the pircha? No, really, we say migu dechashem amana lo chashed eshvaka, or we think it's tamutei. Because we've got two different options.
Okay, good. Good.
That's what I'm saying.
Good. 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 All right. So now, this is a point that the Maharam brings up. Now, what Tosfos says, he's kind of piggybacking on two svaras over here. In other words, migu dechashu l'mamon loy chashu l'shvusa means, right? Migu dechashu l'mamon loy chashu l'shvusa means that even though we know he's chashu l'mamona, we'll still make him make a shvur.
And
ishtamute, yeah. Rashi told us earlier, means that he's not chashu l'mamona. He's bevet not chashu l'mamona. Right? He's not chashu l'mamona. So why does Tosfos have these two svaras? Right? That's the shaila that the Maharam asks. Right? Now he kind of loved dafkas it, and he says, "Yeah, but some Tosfos doesn't need it right now, but he's just preempting for the Gemara later." Right? Yeah, he's preempting for the Gemara later. I think maybe we can say.
Not saying both of them. I'm not. That's why I'm not. Really
yeah. He's saying.
The Ram takes out, right?
What?
The Ram takes out.
He says one's Ikka and one's not. Yes, you're right. He does, actually. Yes, you're right. He basically erases it, right? He basically erases the Svar of Ishtamuti, right? So, he does. That's right. I forgot that. Yeah. He basically takes it out. He says that, no, we're just saying Migud HaChashed Mamon Loi Choshed HaShvusa, right? Yeah? But it's a good question. I want to see that maybe we can have an answer to this, though. Right, I think you could maybe have an answer to this.
That's what the Kal V'Chomer is coming from.
Yeah. So why is Tosfos say Mishtamei? Right. So yeah, good Shaila. The Maharam Be'etzim erases. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now.
That's the simple answer.
As unsere Rebshaya. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So now. Says, let's go weiter. The Ramban asks the Kasha. For those of you that have it, you should see it aside. But Tama Ani, my Kamashmalan Kal V'Chomer. How does the Kal V'Chomer, what the Kal V'Chomer going to help you? Imadachoshta al Shvur, Heich Yol Kal V'Chomer, Shaloi Choshda ala Shvua. How is the Kal V'Chomer telling you not to be Choshed you on a Shvua? As I freak the Ramban.
Right.
You're telling me, Nigad Choshed Mamma la Choshed Shvua. So how is the Kal V'Chomer going to help you? Vim Taima Kamash Velan de Loi Amin Amigu. The Choshed Mamma la Choshed Shvua, sir. My Kal V'Chomer. Right? This is interesting. He's saying, and maybe you'll tell me like Tosfos, that the Kamash Malan is telling you, Migu the Choshed Mamma la Choshed Shvua, sir. That's what the Kamash Malan is coming to be Machadish to you, right? How does the Kal V'Chomer teach you that? How does the Kal V'Chomer teach me Migu the Choshed Mamma la Choshed Shvua, sir? Well, what's the Seichel in that? Right? Yeah? Okay.
Does there need to be a Seichel? Is it Kamash Kal V'Chomer? No logic, it's a
drasha. Okay, so now, well, according to the Ramban, clearly yes, yeah.
What?
There does need to be a logic. Yeah. I mean, let's just put this clear. I just want to. Wait. Yeah, we said that. We were discussing it, but I want to put this out there. A kavachomer kipshutai. We always understood. Of course, it works with logic, right? Of course, it does. What's one of the classic kavachomers in the Torah, right? The Rashi brings in Rashi and Chumash, right?
I don't remember.
What? Vani aral sefatayim. Yeah, what's the cover for, man?
If already, you probably
still
use for the benefit.
You listen. Yeah. So, okay, it's good. That's it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So, it's a good svara. Yeah. If Kalisol don't listen to me, right? So, Kol Shekein Para that doesn't like me isn't gonna listen to me. It's a svara, right? I mean, we knew it's Indian. The one that I thought of is by Miriam. Yeah. Says if in Yorok Grabba Fanel, right? If the Tata's upset with her with his daughter, right? And so you have to wait. If she has to wait outside, she gets she gets grounded, right? So Kol Shekein, if she's upset with if the Eivish, she's upset the Eivishta, so she should get grounded, right? That's what it says. That's the Svara, right? Kal V'Chomer, right? If the father has a schus to ground her. So the Eivishta, Allah has come over Kama, he has a source to ground them, right? Yeah? That's a Svara, right? So now. So ask the Ramban, so if we should put Kal V'Chomer, how's the Kal V'Chomer telling me over here, right? That I'm saying, Hadas Eidim take away, I have a problem. They touch the moment of the Shwasa, right? So in Hadas Piv, right, I'm not choshing him a moment. So what's the Kal V'Chomer now coming to tell me that I'm also not Choshed a Mamona by Eidim? What is this Kal V'Chomer, right? Yeah? I mean, Kipshuta, he's asking a very, very basic question, right?
Okay?
Again, a Kal V'Chomer is normally a Svara. That's how we always understand a Kal V'Chomer. So he's saying, where's the Svara that would lead me to say that I shouldn't say Choshed a Mamona over here? But why?
Right. I thought the Rav said it was a drosha.
That's an art. Wait, I'm going to get to that in a minute, right? Yeah, but I'm just saying. Wait. Now we have to appreciate the Ramban's question. The Ramban, you have to realize, you can't get brainwashed by an answer by the Nafas Tovah. The Ramban was not an idiot, right? Yeah, right. The Ramban is asking this question. Now we have to understand where it's Adrav, and the Nafas Tovah is saying a chiddush. Yeah, right. Yeah, the Ramban is saying the more way a Kal V'Chomer works, it's a svara, right? Yeah, so it's a svara. If so, over here, so Kol Shekein, that svara should apply over here. Where do you see that over here? Right? Here I have a problem. I have a very specific problem. Here, I'm not choshed him a moment. That's why it makes sense to make a shua. But Rahad as Aidim, you are choshed him. All right? You know that he's a kafran, right? So what does it make sense to make a shua? No, Kal V'Chomer, that if there's a shua over there, there's a shua over here. Makesha, right? Yeah. Where's the Kal V'Chomer now telling me that I shouldn't be choshed him a moment? Like, why? Like, where's the logic that's leading me from here to here? Right? Yeah? Okay? Right? That's a good question. Right?
Just got rid of that.
Wow. I'm not even getting to the hard bit. Like, what are we... what do you understand?
You said Kamash Malan, Loi Choshed Ashvasa. The Baram takes out the...
Like, no, the Ishtamutin. He takes out the Ishtamutin. He takes out the Ishtamutin. Right? He takes out the Ishtamutin. Doesn't take out like Choshed Mamona. It takes out the Ishtamutin.
So what's called?
If it's Ishtamutin, then it's not Choshed Mamona. No?
Raboisa. Right, okay, let's try again. Right, okay, fine.
I don't sense.
We should get close to him before we go to...
Yeah, wait one second. Again. Let's try and understand. What's Tosa saying over here? Right, I under by Hadas Piv, right? What's what is the bottom line Havana in Tosfos according to us? What's the Shaila? By Ha'adas Edim, I should say Migudu Chashad Mamun Chashad Shvusa. Why? Because he's been caught out as a kafran, right? Yeah. So it doesn't make sense to make him make a shvur. Kamash Malan Kavachoyme, because it's a Kavachoyme. If Ha'adas Piv, which is less chamur, right? Then Edim, right, creates a shvur, obligates a shvur. So Kol Shekain, Edim should make a shvur, right? And that tells me that what I should say, Mikud Lo Chashad Mamun Chashad Shvusa. Frek the Ramban, two questions, right, on this. First of all, right, yeah, thank you, David. Yeah, okay, now, right. Frek the Ramban, two questions on this. One, right, again, right, Mikud Chashad Mamun Chashad Shvusa. Yeah, Kamash Malan Kavachayme that I don't say Mikud Chashad Mamun Chashad Shvusa. Ramban says, where's the logic? Why is that a logical progression? Adarabba, right? Yeah, right. Why does it make sense to say because over here there's a shvua, right? So over to here there's a shvua. Why? Like, just what is that kal v'chomer, right? Just explain to me that kal v'chomer. If you tell me like kal v'chomer, if the father has a right to ground her when he upsets her, when she upsets him, so kol shekein me the melech malchem lachim, I have a schus to do that. I hear the logic. Yesh po logic, right? Yeah, but here. But I've got a problem. So because this is more chamor, so why does that mean that? But what about the problem? Where's the logic? Where's the kal v'chomer? There's no seichel over here, right? Yeah. I don't even know how to explain it. This says the Ramban. He just wherever you put kal v'chomer, he just says, how is the kal v'chomer going to tell you that you're not choshed him on a shvur? You're going to tell me no. It tells me you're not choshed a shvur. Why? How have you dealt with the issue? Right? Yeah. But what's the havana? Right. Okay, good. Posh it, right? Now.
Question two.
I've explained them both. Right? Okay, now. Let's get clear. So now the Ramban basically, because of this, he wants to change pshat. He changes pshat. He says, Zalab pshat, he argues with Tosfos and Rashi. Lefikach machna da hachi pirusha. Agave edim the leker meima ishtamuti the mishtamit lei, ema chazaka la ilav kushta lo haya kofroi. Says no, adarabba. Says the Ramban that the kavachoyma tells you. Vav bishahuch is a kavachoyma mixas. Lo yenis amoyis a chazaka boi se mixas. Ar Hashem lo haya zoiche. Inami mashta haya boi. Right. The kavachoyma he's saying basically teaches you that no. You can't say he's ishtamuting because haray he was kofer b'kol. So comes the Torah and telling me a chiddush. The kavachomer is telling me a chiddush, right? It must be that he's telling the ames. Right. Why is it? How do I understand that he was kofer b'kol? No, he meant it. Are you caught him out? No, he didn't remember because already told me Chazaka not the main part of Lifnei Bar Chovoy. So make a shvur. Huh? Read that again. If I got by Edim, the lake may make shtamuti come ishtamut lay. He's not in ishtamuting. Ema Chazaki ilav kushta loy haya kafroy. If it wasn't the truth, he wouldn't deny. Vafa pisha hooks a kafroy b'mixas loy yatzein the mother Chazaka by some mixer hachas shema haya lo haya zochi inami mashta haya bo. מתוך שעתוין עם מועצה שיש לצלו, ולהאמיני, כמה שלא מקו וחומר, שלא תהיה הדס פיו גדול מועד הסיידים, אל הול ברוך זה כפר במקסס, יוצא מחסקסקוי, וחסקס מי יספון אבו, ונשפע.
Saying the
Kavachoyim
makes an excuse for him?
No. Here I would have said, by Ha'adah Seidim, I see that he denied the whole thing. So how do I interpret that, says the Ramban? I interpret that as, no, he's not ishtamuting. If he denied, you told me, Chazaka inadu me'ez panav. So if he's not ishtamuting, vice versa, he was telling the truth.
Oh, but he's not.
Yeah, he's not telling the truth. He was telling the truth. And don't make him make a shvur at all. Not these choshed amamina. Don't make him make a shvur at all. Believe him on the 50. He'll have to believe him that he just made a genuine mistake. Make him pay the 50. And he doesn't have to back up his claim on the other one. Right, on the other 50. He doesn't have to make a shvur. He can walk away. Right? He can walk away. Yeah?
What?
Because, okay, you told me Chazaka ain't other maize pano. People don't deny loans. Right? Yeah? But a small ha'aza, he will do. This guy denied the whole thing. He got chapped by Aidim. Right? So now, how do I interpret that? Says the Ramban, this is how you interpret. Not these choshed at the moment or choshed at the shvusa. Hafuch. Say, you told me Chazaka ain't other maize pano. So he did deny the whole thing. Right? So we know that we know that it's not true that he owes 50. But how do I interpret that? Maybe I would say, oh, mitochi of chazaka, you tell me people don't deny loans. I should say there was a genuine mistake. Right? He just forgot about the 50.
And therefore he shouldn't say a shua?
He doesn't have to make a shua of the other 50. The Adam said he owes 50.
This is
before the kavuchomer. This is before the kavuchomer. He only owes 50. Let him just pay the 50 and walk away. He doesn't have to make a shua. Say, either it was a genuine mistake, and the Adam said 50.
It's not a Derek Rashi,
yeah.
What? It's not a Derek
Rashi. Autosus, yeah, it's totally different, Derek.
No, it's a Derek Tosus.
Why? No, he's not Choshe the Momina. According to Tosus, you would think that he's Choshe the Momina.
What do you mean?
You mean in the previous Tosfos?
Yeah.
It's a similar svara to that. Yeah. But not at this stage. The previous stage of the Gemara. Right. So similar svara. Say Adaraba. Vice telling the truth. He's telling the truth. Why did he deny 50? Hare was chapped. So say he genuinely didn't remember, or he was annoyed with the guy. Mashda hayavo, because he knew that he only owed 50, right? And you come to me with 100, I don't owe you anything. He was just angry, right? Yeah? But Adarabba, the fact that he was mayor is kol kach to deny the whole thing. Adarabba, that's a raya that Adarabba, he's a truthful guy. Because because people don't do outright lies, right? So maybe he doesn't have to make a shvua. No. We have to be choshish that he is a mayor and he still has to make a shvua, right? Okay, good. That's how the Ramban learns it. Okay, fine.
How's it
fit
with
the
Kavuchomer?
Shalotihadas pim gadolim alazeh elohol behuchzak kafran bemixas yotzameches kasev. Yeah, if piv takes him away from his cheskes kashrus and you're choshish the guy, so kol shekain edim will remove his cheskes kashrus and you're choshish the guy, and he needs to make a shvua. That's the You would think that this guy's clearly as clean as the driven snow. No, if it's Hadas Piv, right, can make you make question marks on the guy. So Kol Shekain Hadas Aidim can make you make questions on the guy, and he needs to make a shvua. Glut, Yafeh, right? Yeah?
Isn't the driven snow?
The driven snow? What's the driven snow?
You've never heard that phrase?
No, I've heard
uneducated heathens. Right, anyway, okay. Right, so let's...
Sorry, I also haven't heard that phrase.
Are you serious?
Must be. Do you need me to explain to you the mushroom? I need to explain this as well. Because the driven snow is the stuff that you, as soon as it thinks, you push it to the side. So it doesn't get dirty by the people walk on it. It stays nice and white. It's as clean as the driven snow, right? Yeah? Right? The snow that you walk on, it gets all muddy, and after a few days, it goes black, right? The driven snow stays white. Yeah? Okay. Very nice. Yeah? Okay. All right.
Take that to city, Benny.
Yeah? Okay, fine. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, Vaita. Yeah, okay, Vaita. Now, that's how the Ramban. So now, how do we understand this for Tosfos and Rashi? So everyone's remembering this Nachlas David, right? The Nachlas David and others want to say, that the Pshat in Tosfos is that no, a Kavachom is a Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, and the way that you operate the Kavachom is you say like this: if Hadas Piv obligates a Shvua, and Eidim is a more Chomor Parsha in the Torah than Hadas Piv. So if this has that shvua, so if this obligates a shvua, so Kol Shekain this should obligate a shvua. What about the kasha? Migu dechasha the moment of chasha the shvua, sir. It tells me if vice does, in other words, like a vice does. The kavachomer obligates me to say that it must be that you don't say migu dechasha the moment of chasha the shvua, sir. Right now, the Ramban, be'etzem is half if you look at his words, he's actually half being misyachas to this, and he says, I don't even like this pshat either, right? Because it's not kavah choymen, right? It's not choymen, right? You're making a kula for him, right? In other words, what would have been the din before the kavah choymen? You would have said by edim he can't make a shvuah and it's to pay, yeah? That's what you would have said, right? That's what you're saying.
Not that he gets away the second.
Yeah. So now what you're doing is you're saying, Kal v'chayme, nase kula. Right? He says, that's not Kal v'chayme, yeah?
I don't even we believe him on the second half. By Aiden, do we believe him on the second half?
What do you mean? What? No.
It's the Ramban. You
know? No, the Maskana, no. No, it's the Megashvua. Wait. On
the
second
half.
Everyone, right? Yeah.
How does Aiden let him? Before the Kal v'chayme.
In the Ramban, yes. Yeah, in the Ramban, yes. But according to Tosfos, no. According to Tosfos, no. That's exactly what his Shinui is, right? Exactly. He Gufa, right? According to Tosfos, no, exactly. According to the Ramban, the whole point was, if not for the Kal v'chayme, you would have thought this guy's as clean as the driven snow. And he walks away, right? Yeah. We're not having to make a Shavuot. But according to Tosfos, he says, no. You would think, Miku d'choshet and Rashi. Miku d'choshet and Momona, choshet the Shavuosa. And now what? He has to pay, right? Yeah, he has to pay because you can't make a shvuah. And you say mitoch kal v'chayme. That what? Now you can get out of it. Zelo chayme, right? Yeah, that's what the zelo chayme asita lo kula, right? Yeah, that's what the Ramban asked. Yeah, kushia brura, right? Yeah, 1 minute. I need to prove this point. Ravoisa, yeah. Look, he says va'od. The chumra should be don't give him a shvua, right? Yeah, and let the other guy make a shvua and take, if anything, right? That's what the Ramban says. All right. So now. There's a few other shailas that the Olam asks, right, on Tosfos. Yeah. Now here's where it gets very odd. I realize this, Rabbi said this. This is where it actually gets difficult. Right. Okay. This is a difficult nukudah. Let's try and see if we can unpack this. So according to Tosfos, what's our Havamina? What's our Havamina? And this is true according to Rashi as well. What's our, notwithstanding all the questions of the Ramban, right? What's our reason that we would say that you can't make me make a Shavua, right? Because you would say, Migu d'choshe d'mamuna, choshe d'shavuosa, yeah? Why would I say Migu d'choshe d'mamuna, choshe d'shavuosa? Because he denied the whole thing. He was caught out with Aidim. Right? He was caught out with Aidim. So therefore what? So therefore, I can't make him make a shvua. K'mashmalan kal v'chayme, that even when someone was kai for a kol, he's ishta muting, right? And make him make a shvua, right? Now, l'chayra, it's pasha that we knew that already. And I'm not talking about Tosas Kasher on Daf Vav. It's Pashat, wait. Here, slowly and carefully. L'chayra, we already know that of course when someone's Kofa Hakol, it's Shaykh that he's being Ishtamutin. How do we know that? What's the Raya? Kofa B'milva, Kasher Leidus. Kofa B'milva, Kasher Leidus says that if someone is Huchzak HaKafran, right, he doesn't lose his Cheskes Kasheris because he's Ishtamutin. So we already know that when someone was caught out kofar hakol, that there's a tzad that he's ishtamuti. We already know that. Yeah. Rav Shaya shakes his head, right, and says, "No, maybe he gufa. We learn it from here, yeah. Okay, good. It's not true that, right? There's rise to it. I can't do it now. Yeah, I just want to get the problem. V'yosim is there. The Maram Shif, none other than the Maram Shif, yeah. It's Pasha that we know that someone that is Kofar HaKol is a Tzad of Ishtamutin. What's the obvious Raya? We don't need this Drosha to tell me that. What's the obvious Raya? What? Shvuas Eid Echad! Yeah, Shvuas Eid Echad, Min HaTeire. Yeah? You owe me £100. No, Kofar HaKol comes in aid and says that you're obligated to make a shvur. Yeah, we spoke about this. You know, from the right from Nasa the Rabbi Abba. Yeah, how do you? What's the sad to make you make a shvur? Ice choshu the moment. Your whole reason for making him make a shvur because you have a tzad that maybe he's trying to carve. No, ishtamuting, and that was the whole reason why we explained in Tosis that he ran to Nasa the Rebbe Abba, because there is no svar of ishtamuting, yeah, because he's holding it in his hand, yeah. Okay, remember we spoke about this in the last chabura. So the olam asked Rechayra, why would you? Okay, I understand that he has. I understand that over here, you've called him out, and we know that he's hooks like a kafran and he denied money, the seder, right? I understand that. Right, but why does that mean? Why would I have a havamina right now to say that I can't give him a shvur because there's no tzad to be saying ishtamuting? We know that there's a tzad to be ishtamuting. Two rayas at least. Kofa b'milva kosher la'edus. He's kosher la'edus, right? Why? Isaac hooks a kafran. What's the reason why you allow him to make edus? You retain his cheskas kashrus because you say ishtamuting. Yeah, he's not mushting. He was ishtamuting, right? What's the other thing? The Shavuot Seidecha is a raya that you said that, yeah? I'm not talking about because we hold in the sugya of Davav like Toys. I'm before that, right? The Chorosh is poshut like that, yeah?
Yeah?
Huh?
He's not hooks that
Patron.
That's the point.
Yes, but you see, you don't say Migu Dechosh the moment of Chosh Shavuot. You see that you don't say Migu Dechosh the moment of Chosh Shavuot, even when he was Kofar HaKol. Okay. Wait. I want to go further on this. I want to try and address this because of your breath and make it a bit be mamik on him. What's the havamina right now? The havamina right now. So what's oile from Divrei HaTosafos? We're saying that on the one hand, if not for the Kal V'Chomer, just think what would be the seichel over here. If not for this Kal V'Chomer, and this guy got caught with denying 50. If there wasn't a Kal V'Chomer, what would you say the dime? I would say, oh, this guy just got caught here. Maybe make him make a shvur about the other 50. No, we can't do that because. Maybe he's ishtamuting, right? No. We don't have a tzad over there. He was ishtamuting. He can't make a shvur. Shalom. Ah, by the way, I need him dying. I need him to testify in court right now, right? On this other monies, right? On this other monetary matter. Can he make it? Yeah, for sure. Come from over. Kashal agency was ishtamuting. If was sechel for, right? On the money that he was caught out on, that he was actually caught out on, right? You're going to say, no, that doesn't pasal him la'idus, right? Because you say he's ishtamuting. But the money that you don't know about, ataloya dea, right? This you're going to say, no, we can't trust him because we're so choshish that he's a ganav, right? We're not going to let him make a shvur. But this safek, but vaday, and this you're saying doesn't pasal him. If I sechel po, right? Yeah? Did you hear? That's a problem. That's a sucker punch, yeah? How do you deal with that? Okay.
This is in Toisvus,
but the Lomdus is also probably going to be true in Rashi, right? This is Be'etzim, what we're Be'etzim dealing with over here, this is a shtickle ha'amokka of the Ramban's kasha. It's all coming off the back of this Ramban's kasha, yeah? But it's just digging it a little bit deeper, right? Yeah?
Do you mind to repeat the question?
Again, the question is, I mean, bottom line, try and make the question simple. Bottom line is that, l'chore, it can't be that we had a havamina, lule the Kal V'Chomer, that we can't make a shvur on him. Because why? What's the reason that you don't make a shvur on the guy? Because you're saying, no, he was hooks at Kafran, and maybe you'd say, migu d'chosh l'mam, n'chosh l'shvursa. I can't trust him anymore, right? Aye, but maybe he was ishtamuting. He's a chosh l'mam, right? He's a ganav. No, but maybe he's ishtamuting. No, he's not ishtamuting. He was kofar b'kol. People don't are not ishtamuting on a kofar b'kol. Yeah, right. That's the answer to that. That's what we're saying is what you would have thought, if not the Kal V'Chomer. How could you have a tzad like that? We know kofar b'kol kosher la'edus. Why? Because you're saying ishtamuting, right? So he's kosher la'edus still. Why? Because you're told that he was ishtamuting. Yeah. Question number two. Yeah. Even at the havamina, that's true. Yeah. If you also know at this stage there's a parasha in the Torah called Shavuos Eidechad, right? And there your toilet, the whole reason to make the Shavuos is because your toilet is ishtamuti, right? So why would you have a havamina just because you know that he denied half the loan, the whole loan, that it's not shaykh to make him make a shvur because ishtamuti. Right? How do you know? Like, why? Why would you ever have a minute like that? Right? Yeah? Okay? Do you hear? Yeah? Lechora she'ela brura in Havanas Advarim. Right? Okay?
I can't explain this in 4 minutes now.
Right? Yeah? Yeah. Right? Okay, Rabbi, so I thought there was something off here. I have to tell you that I looked at my notes and Rav Osher dealt with this, and he's saying a very, very teeth of walk, and I found it on the show and I listened to it. I listened to it twice. He's saying a very, very deep nakuda over here, right, to answer this. And I have to tell you, I struggled with this, right? I mama struggled with this to understand what he wants. But, you know, this is a major problem, right? Okay? So here what I'm telling you now is just, it's my attempt, right? I'm going to try and do it in 5 minutes. It's my attempt to tell you what this is just flat out Rav Osher, right? Okay? All right, so now, I'm telling you now Chiddush from Rav Osher, right? Okay?
From the Rebbe
Alein, right? So he wanted to say like this. And this is where also I think we can answer the shayla of the Maram Shiv. Yeah, we had this problem with why is Tosis mushing the Ishtamuti and all this stuff, right? Yeah. So he said, why? Because we have we understood, and this is how Rashi says it like this, is that when you say when you say Ishtamutin, right, what's the swara? The swara that you're saying is that he's not Chashid Amamana at all. Yeah? There's Migudah Chashid Amamana loy Chashid Shvusa. There's another swara which is that you say, no, he's not Chashid Amamana Bichlal, that's Ishtamutin, right? Yeah? That is definitely how Rashi says it, and that's the chara how we would have said it. So maybe we could say not like that. Tosis understands this in a bit of a different way, right? Even though he's chashid mamana, he's not chashid shvursa. That's because he's ishtamutin, right? Yeah. Even though he's chashid mamana, he's not chashid chashid shvursa because he's ishtamutin. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So wait. That's the easiest bit, Rabbi. I need to explain what I mean by that. Just let me speak for 4 minutes, and then I'm willing to take it all. Right. This is a hard nakuda. So now, Zog the Rebbe, he says like this. He said, "What's the pshat that you're a mechayev person a shvur? You're mechayev a person a shvur." Because you have a chashash, right? You have a chashash. But let's hone in on what's the chashash. What is the chashash that you're honing in on, right? Now, if you're choshesh, right? If you're choshesh that he's, if you're choshesh that he, in other words, if you're choshesh that he's stamaganov, right? Let's put it like this, yeah. Let's say there's something that's fishy over here. I have something. I'm a dayan, and I'm in a situation now, and I see that something's off over here, right? But let's say the only, and I want to make a shvur because I want to be mavare. I want to be mavare what the situation over here is. Let's say the only way I can be matzdik this guy, right? And it makes sense for me to make a shvur is because I'm saying I've got a chashash rachok that maybe, right, this is what happened, and I want to just make sure that this isn't what happened, right? And it's a chashash rachok meod, right? Yeah? Would you make a shvur in such a thing? Right. Says Rav Asher, not pasha that you would obligate a shvur in such a thing. In other words, a chashash shvur has to be that there's a legitimate chashash over here. Right. We have a chashash that needs a biru. Right. Let's say it's a chashash rachok me'od, make it hasty, you'll have a shvur in such a thing. Now, what does it mean that's your side number one? Right? So in other words, what we're saying is that your side number one to try and understand this is when we require a shvur, it's because we have a chashash. But it has to be a chashash that makes sense, right? If the chashash was saying, "Oh, I want a shvur," is because I have a chashash that doesn't really, it's rachok. So mechitesi, you make there's a chi of shvur, or mechitesi you can make a shvur in such a thing, right? So now let's just think about this. We've been told by the Gemara that when someone is moed b'miksas. When someone is moed to b'mix us, right, we have a chashash. We have a chashash, and he needs to make a shvur. What are we chashash for? What's the chashash? What do I want?
He owes 100.
Right? Yeah, but what's at my chashash? That what is he doing? Says the Gemara that he's ishtamutin. That's the chashash. Now, in other words, I have two options, or I have two ways in front of me now to be mefarish what I see in front of me. Either the guy has stolen, right? Now, al tzad that he's a ganav, is that what's obligating to make a shvua? No, because on the tzad that he's a ganav, migad chosh in the moment, chosh in the shvusa, yeah? He's a liar, right? What's my chashash that says, no, ani rotze shvua po levarer, right? My chashash is that he's ishtamuting. So what is the chashash that I'm saying? Oh, I want a birur over here because I want to get rid of this chashash. What's the chashash? The chashash is ishtamuting. It's not the chashash that he's a ganav that's obligating the shvur. It's the chashash that he's ishtamuting that I want a shvur for. Yeah? Barul, right? And says the Gemara, yes, that's a legitimate chashash. That is a legitimate chashash. Right? Because people, when he says 100 and he says 50, so it's matsui. It's a matsui that what's going on over there is that the guy's ishtamuti. Now, when someone's koifer hakol, right? In other mates pun of lifnei barchoiv. Now, how do I understand that? Says the Rebbe. Is it pshat that it's not shaykh that he's ishtamuting right now? It's impossible that he's ishtamuting right now? Right? Of course it's possible that he's ishtamuting, right? But again, I have two studim on how to be mefarish what's going on over here. Either he's stamaganov, right? Yeah? He's stamaganov. Yeah. Or he's ishtamuting, right? Or he's ishtamuting. The Torah understands that most... That normally, when you're in other ways, pun of a guy with good intentions, when he is owed 100, he cannot deny the whole thing. So when someone does deny the whole thing, right? So what's the obvious way to understand this? That he's a ganav, right? Shul ganav, right? That is normally what's going. No, but he might be ishtamuting, right? You're right, he might be ishtamuting. But avanitzach leverer po mashu, right? What's my tzad to make him make a shvur? My tzad to make him make a shvur is not that he's a ganav. He's a ganav. He's a chosh demomana, right? The tzad to make him make shvur is ulai that he's ishtamuting, right? The tzaddik ishtamutim, when he was koifer hakol, that is a very rachok. People don't do it. Most people that have been koifer hakol, it's either because they're telling the truth or because they're ganavim, right? And this guy, he did deny the thing. And now he's a ganav, right? So that's my thing. So that is my starting position. So it doesn't make sense to make him make a shvur. Now, all of this. Wait. Let me finish. I need to finish this because I'm already over time. Yeah? Now, if you'll tell me, let's say I found a guy that he was caught out lying. He was caught out lying, right? So, and you say to me, well, does that make him lose his cheskes kashrus? Right? So, maybe not. Because maybe he was being a shamutin. For a cheskes kashrus to be mafkiach as a cheskes kashrus, maybe that chashash rochok is enough. But here, that's not my sugya. My sugya is, I want to obligate him a shvur. To obligate him a shvur, I need a legitimate chashash. Now, Zog the Rebbe, all of that he just said is meduyak in two words in Tosfos. Look, aval ha'adas eidim deleik elameima kol kach mishtameit. Yeah? Kol kach mishtamed. Now, what does that mean? Avada Tosus knows there's a tzad, right? That you can that he's being mishtamed. But here's the shaila, right? Is that a legitimate chashash? Is that a legitimate chashash? Says Tosus, ha'adas eidim, I know that he was caught out, right? And he did deny the whole thing. How do I look at that right now? What's my port of call? How does a normal person look at such a thing? Most people that deny the whole thing, they're not kol kach mishtamed. If it was Moedav and Mixas, yeah, right? Most people that are denying Moedav and Mixas, it's because he's Mishtamutin. But most people that are Koy for a Kol, no, it's because they're Ganovim. You say, oh, but maybe he's Mishtamutin. No. Most people are not Kol Kach Mishtamit. No, that's not a legitimate Chashash. And you can't make him make a Shavua like that, right? I know that a Koy for a Milva, a Kosher Leidus, Koy for a Milva, a Kosher Leidus. Yeah, but there's a different Sukhya over there. That's retaining a Chetzkes Kashrus. But over here, I need a chashash that warrants a shvua, right? Yeah. Kol kach mishtami.
So by no shvua.
One second. I need to finish the thought, right? This is difficult, right? Here in the chashad who ligs or chashad nami yashvuza, k'mashmanan kal v'chaymeh, de loy have a gazan b'hachdi, de ishtamuti kam ishtami. What does the kal v'chaymeh come and tell me? The kal v'chaymeh comes and tells me, no. That Chash Rafaik also warrants a Shavua. Even though it's a Chash Rafaik, that still warrants a Shavua. Right? Make the Shavua. Make him make a Shavua. Yeah? Yeah? Why? Because he's vaita being Ishtamuti. Right? He is Ishtamuti, come Ishtamit. That's what it means, Miguda Chashid Amamana, Loi Chashid Ashvuasa. Even though he denied the money, he's not chashed on the shvur because he's ishtamuting. That's how Tosis understands what those words. You don't have to erase it like the Maharam, right? Yeah, that's what those words mean. Hagam, right? That he was chashed the moment. That means that he was huchzak kafran, right? But ishtamuting kam ishtamit, right? So what's the Kal V'Chomer? It's Oisfer. It's run Oisfer.
Since he can make a Shvua, it must be a Seish.
Huh?
Since he can make a Kal
V'Chomer. If Hadas Pev.
If
Hadas Pev.
If the
Kal V'Chomer
is
Chayv
Yeshua, it must be a Seish.
Yeah. If Hadas Pev, right? If Hadas Pev. Yeah, good. Right, so we're going to half deal with the Ramban's Kasha, right? Yeah?
The only problem is with your voice. That's the other.
What's going on?
They
say Chosham or Rechosham,
Shvah, Rambi Nahu Ishtamuti.
So sorry,
say
again,
The problem with your vote is
Nasr Rabbah. Is Nasr Rabbah?
Even though there is
no
Ishtamuti,
they
have
to say
Chosham
or Rechosham. No, there is no Ishtamuti. Therefore, so there we say Chosham or Rechosham, Shvah,
Rambi.
It's good. No, other rabbi, it's good. Right? Yeah? Okay, fine. Right, look. So, yeah, so that's the Kal V'Chomer. Because there's no tzad of ishtamuting there, right? So, in other words, what we're doing over here is this. Wait. This is the thought that he wants. It's not pshat that we're being machadesh, right? And he wanted to say like this. He said a good thing. It's very weird. If you understand the Nachlas David, in other words, he's a bit arguing with the Nachlas David, that it's not pshat that the Kal V'Chomer is machadesh to you that he is ishtamuting. It's not machadesh to you that he is ishtamuting. Because we know that there's a tzad like that, and the Kal V'Chomer is machadesh to you and see us. Or people ishtamut or they don't, right? That's not the issue. The issue over here is that tzad that he's ishtamuting, is that enough to warrant making a shvua? That's the issue, right? Now, that's what Tosis is saying. Hadas Eidim, de leke lemei mahachi, because he was lemaisa kofa kol, you would say that you can't make him make a shvua. Kamashmalan Kal V'Chomer says, if Hadas Eidim obligates a shvua and says, be choishesh that he was ishtamuting, so kol shekein, Hadas Eidim, be choishesh that he's ishtamuting. Yeah? That's what it's coming to do. So that warrants a shvua, right? That's a total shinui, and it answers all the questions. It's quite brilliant, right? Yeah. But now, what we haven't answered is, but lechora it's not a Kal V'Chomer. You're making a kula, right? You're making because the din before would have been that he has to pay, and now you're giving him a get out card. So we have to deal with that. He did, but we're not for now, right? Let's try and understand this. Let's try and understand this nekuda first. So let's just the vort that he wants to say that we're trying to gain over here is that. It's not pshat that we, in the Havamina, the Leikha Lemei Mahachi, we had no idea that people, that are Kofra Kola Ishtamutin. Of course we know that, right? That's not our issue. Our issue is that to warrant a Shavua, we need a legitimate Chashash to warrant it, right? And you would have thought that this Chashash is too Rochik, right? It's too Rochik to warrant a Shavua. So Mashmulam with the Kal V'Chomer, that no, this it's good enough as well, right? Look, if we can be masik that in Tosfos, right? If we can get that far, and it's a big hasoga and havana in pshat in the sugya. Finish Tosfos, and let's go vayter, Rabbi Yisrael. I think it's time to go vayter.
Can I say the Rabbi?
If he said,